The United Nations has pulled out its observers from the largest Syrian city, Aleppo, which is a scene of fierce fighting between the government and armed forces. A UN peacekeeping spokeswoman says some 20 unarmed monitors were returned to the mission's headquarters in the capital, Damascus, at the weekend. She says the move was due to the worsening situation in the Flashpoint city. The Syrian government forces have pounded the militants' major positions in several districts of the city, including the Salah ad-Din neighborhood. Heavy fighting is underway elsewhere in the city, leaving countless insurgents dead. Officials say several Turkish and Saudi intelligence officers have been detained in Aleppo. Also in the western city of Homs, several militants have been killed during confrontations with the army. The government forces say they've uncovered an insurgent hideout in Damascus, saying the militants tortured abductees there. We're going to cross over to Toronto now. We're being joined by the founder of Press for Truth, Dan Dix, to discuss the situation in Syria a bit further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, the fight for Aleppo still continues, with many terming it as a turning point. How important do you think Aleppo has become in what many call the proxy war of the U.S. and its allies against Assad?
Well, knowing that Aleppo is the most densely populated city in Syria, it is the key to this current battle that is going on. If they manage to take over the city of Aleppo, that could potentially mean the beginning of the end, and that's why we hope to see the Syrian government continue to push back these al-Qaeda-led rebels, who we have to remember, there's a large propaganda campaign going on here in the West to convince everyone that the violence and the bloodshed is coming at the hands of the Assad government. Meanwhile, we've known for decades now that the U.S., along with British and Israeli criminal elements within the intelligence networks, have been the ones funding, training, arming these al-Qaeda rebels and creating the chaos and generating the mayhem in order to provide an excuse for military intervention under the guise of humanitarianism. So I think Aleppo is absolutely important to continue to pay attention to, because what happens there could certainly trigger the rest of this ongoing situation there in Syria.
Indeed. Now, the UN observers have moved out of Aleppo, we've just reported, due to the heavy fighting, and their mandate also soon comes to an end. Annan has left his post. The UN observer mandate is set to expire soon as well. Where does this leave the six-point peace plan?
Well, I think having Annan announce his stepping down is going to be used again as more propaganda to suggest that a six-point peace plan is not possible and that this conflict cannot be resolved peacefully. Therefore, military intervention may be the only answer to stop the bloodshed. So it's certainly unfortunate that Annan is stepping down, but that's something that we have to certainly pay attention to as well. They could say that it looks like there is no peaceful resolution, especially if he's stepping down. Therefore, maybe the only answer is going to be military intervention, and I have a feeling that some of the things we may be hearing more of here in the West in response to Annan's announcement of stepping down.
Right now, speaking of which, many have warned the United States against military intervention in Syria. It is perhaps a war that the U.S. may not be able to afford. But would it come to that if things don't go the way the West wants, or will it continue with this proxy war through militants, a lot of whom are not even Syrian?
Well, we have to understand that there's been a concerted effort over the last few decades for a complete, total takeover of the Middle East, one nation at a time. We've seen it with Iraq. We've seen it as recently as with Libya. And so these efforts are certainly going to continue with Syria in this proxy war, which many of us fear that the bigger picture here is also an eventual military-led intervention in Iran. I think they have to focus on Syria first because of the allies there, and if they manage to get their stronghold, take over Aleppo there, the next phase may very well be to have an opportunity to infiltrate or take over Hezbollah, which would open up the door for an Iran invasion. So that's why it's incredibly important to continue to expose this propaganda for what it is, so that we can counter that and hopefully bring some awareness to some people here in the West that this is not going to be beneficial for the Syrian people. I mean, who made the United States and Israel and Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Britain, and others the global police here? If the Syrian people want to oust Assad, it should be completely up to them to do so, and not outside military forces who are imposing this on the Assad regime.
Right, and very quickly, if you can, as far as the mainstream media goes, it has played its part with regard to the situation in Syria in building up this consent against the Assad government. How do you interpret it?
I'm sorry?
How do you interpret the role the mainstream media has played as far as the situation in Syria goes?
Well, getting the people behind this idea of a need for military intervention is absolutely key to be able to go in there, and I think that's why we're seeing such a ramping up of the propaganda and the spin campaign over here in regards to the situation in Syria. There's so many conflicting reports; it's almost hard to keep track of everything that's going on. You mentioned earlier there was some intelligence officers who were captured, and as I understand it, chemical weapons may have potentially been obtained by the Al-Qaeda rebels from Libya through Turkey. And we have to be careful of the scenario of a false flag type event, where if this propaganda campaign does not work, they may try to stage some sort of chemical attack, which would be blamed on the Assad government. Of course, this would be done by the Al-Qaeda rebels to be blamed on Assad to provide the excuse, once again, to intervene militarily. So if this propaganda campaign does not hold up, we have to be very aware of the fact that they may take it to the extent of launching a false flag type scenario there in Syria. But once again, the most important thing we can do here in the West is try to counter this propaganda and let the people of the world know that it is indeed the Al-Qaeda, American, Israeli-funded rebels who are the ones responsible for this, the loss of civilians and the bloodshed going on there right now.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the founder of Press for Truth, Dan Dix, joining us there from studios in Toronto. Many thanks indeed for your insights here on Press TV, sir.